WMOT Roots Radio with me, Jesse Scott, bringing you our Tuesday night side-by-side Quarantunes special. Now, before we get started, it is our spring fun drive, and one of the things that we've learned over the course of last year is just how important radio and music is to so many people. We feel that we've really helped provide a sense of normalcy, as well as information, comfort, and companionship. And if you feel the same way, now is a perfect time to become a member of WMOT. Go to WMOT.org, click the donate button with whatever you can afford. There are lots of different choices to give that you will find there. Again, WMOT.org. So for this show, I reached out to our on-air staff and asked them what song got you through this past year. And as you would expect, the results were varied in generation and genre. Here's Val Heppner.
Val Heppner here with the song that got me through quarantine, Five More Minutes by the Warren Treaty. I remember hearing Five More Minutes for the first time during the Warren Treaty's 895 Fest set in May of 2019. It was a staple of their live shows, but had never been recorded. Michael and Tanya were electric that night. You could feel the power of that song between them as they traded verses. The power of their love was front and center on that stage, and I was hooked. The song was written about the darkness of depression and Michael's PTSD, but the up-tempo, 70s high record sound, complete with horn riffs, I love horns, brings you around to the light and love we've all needed to stay grounded and connected to our loved ones throughout the past year. Here's Five More Minutes by the Warren Treaty on WMOT.
Leaving Hi, my name is John Patrick, and my song for quarantine, it was really an artist, specifically Kacey Musgraves, because right around the time that John Prine died, I think a lot of us were really low on April 7th, and she's, of course, a John Prine disciple, and I always was familiar with her music and listened to it a lot, but I just made a Kacey Musgraves playlist, and there were just so many great songs that hit home and were just helpful through quarantine. And this one in particular really stood out. Just Slow Burn, she really puts you there. And, you know, I can picture the bars getting open and music is back, which you kind of hear in this song. And she's just so great at putting you in that spot. And it's kind of a song of hopefulness for me. Anyway, it's my song from quarantine, Kacey Musgraves and Slow Burn on WMOT.
Hello, everybody. This is Webb Wilder. You know, songs mean a lot to me, and many songs, both old and new, have helped me get through this pandemic. It's hard to choose just one, but if I must, I'm going to go with Jason Isbell and the 400 Units' Dreamsicle. For me, it's the standout track from their latest album, Reunions, full of great songs. That was my favorite. At the time I first heard it, I thought, this is the song of the summer, and it was, but it stayed with me well past the summer. It's reassuring to know that there are still songs of that quality being written and recorded, and where else you're going to hear them? WMOT Roots Radio is proud to present them. You, our WMOT audience, has been another source of support and assurance during these uncertain weeks and months. Many of you have become members, and we are so grateful for it. We sincerely appreciate your support. I sincerely appreciate your support, as we are listener-powered. I hope, if you haven't already, you'll visit WMOT.org, hit the donate button, and find out one of the many ways that you too can be a member. Let me just conclude by saying it's an honor and a privilege to be part of the WMOT Roots Radio team. Thanks for listening.
Guess we're leaving town again. We're moving out and moving in. Gotta break the news to all my friends, but they won't care. They'll just find another face to fall behind to take my place. And run way past second base and just stand there. Dreams tickle on a summer night in a folding lawn chair. By me, mama curling up beside me, crying to herself. Why can't daddy just come home? Forget whatever he did wrong. He's in a hotel all alone, and we need help. Dreams to go on a summer night in a folding lawn chair. I'm still packing up my room, gotta get home. Sneakers on a high school court, and you swore you'd be there. A heart breaking through the springtime, breaking in. I'll be 18 4 years from now, with different friends in a different town. I'll finally be free. Call you both some holiday, tell you why I moved away. Say everything's gonna be okay, then come see me. A dream sickle on a summer night in a folding lawn chair. Daddy's howling. Better get home soon. Heat lightning in the evening sky, and my mama's red hair. Hearts breaking through the springtime, breaking.
Hi, I'm Anna E., and one of the songs that always brings me comfort, especially this past year, is Sweet Baby James, a James Taylor song that he wrote as a lullaby for his nephew. Something about James Taylor's songwriting and soothing voice always makes me feel like everything is going to be okay. Thank you for listening to our staff's Quarantunes and for supporting Listener Power WMOT Roots Radio.
A young cowboy who lives on the range. His horse and his cattle are his only companions. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyons, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer, and closing his eyes as the dogies retire. He sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, as if maybe someone could hear. Good night, you moonlight ladies, rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? And rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Now the 1st of December was covered with snow. So was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Lord, the Berkshires seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting, with 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway, a song that they sing when they take to the sea, song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep, but singing works just fine for me. So good night, you moonlight ladies, rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock of our sweet baby Jane.
Hey there, my name is Katie Morris-Fitch, and I'm the membership coordinator and a weekend host on Sunday afternoons. If there is one thing I learned during this past year, it's that music can improve your health and well-being. I guess I already knew that, but it just became even more important. My favorite place to be during the pandemic was in my car. Just me, the road, and my radio. I could always cleanse my soul by submerging myself in music. One particular day during one of my drives, Waiting for the Sun by the Jayhawks came on the radio. Now, this band has been around for 35 years, but I personally didn't discover their music until the early 2000s. Waiting for the Sun comes from their third studio album, Hollywood Town Hall. To me, it's a masterpiece of well-written songs. And it's not even the lyrics necessarily, but I mean, who doesn't love tight vocal harmonies? This song instantly improved my mood, and the next thing I know, I'm thinking about walking on down the road instead of COVID positivity rates. Here at WMOT, we appreciate you being a listener, and if this song enhances your mood, right now is a great time to help support all that this station brings, not only to your life, but to our entire community. We thank you. Here's the Jayhawks, Waiting for the Sun, on WMOT.
Hey, it's Kate Scott. The song that gave me the most hope this year was the cover of Woody Guthrie's All You Fascists Bound to Lose, done by Rhiannon Giddens and the Resistance Revival Chorus. It was released in October of 2020, right before the election, and Woody Guthrie's version was recorded along with Pete Seeger and the Almanac Singers back in 1944 and released right before the end of World War II. And in both instances, the rousing chorus of All You Fascists Bound to Lose signals a hard-fought light at the end of a long, dark tunnel and inspires the continued work toward a more equitable, just, and perfect union. Now here's Rhiannon Giddens and the Resistance Revival Chorus, All You Fascists Bound to Lose on WMOT.
All you fascists bound to lose. All here with a song that has really meant a lot to me for many, many years. In fact, the entire album is one that I've turned to in times of trouble and in good times because it's just such a beautiful record. Last year, Nashville's Devin Gilfillian released a cover of Marvin Gaye's entire What's Going On album. Keb Mo sings a gorgeous version of the song with Alison Brown on banjo. And it's a song that is sadly still so relevant today, 50 years after its initial release in 1971. And just 13 years after that, we lost Marvin Gaye when he was shot by his father. A 50th anniversary deluxe edition of the album was just released. Here's What's Going On, Marvin Gaye on WMOT.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kids here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
Hey, this is Chloe Kimes, and my pick for the song that got me through quarantine is Magic Man by local Nashville artist Lindsay Liu. She's been a favorite writer and artist of mine for a really long time, and her music has been with me through many ups and downs, the quarantine of 2020 definitely not excluded from this. In Magic Man, Lou speaks to the reality that we aren't in control, but writes her narrative of love and persistence. During a year of so much loss and change, the song was especially important in reminding me of the hope that lies in love and release and leaning into that change. Thanks for listening to WMOT, and I hope you enjoy Magic Man.
Like a blind man singing in an empty room, shot himself and survived. Did I curse the world for rock and roll and exercise my demons? Daily bear. I am not a magic man. I don't know what lies ahead. I ain't got a crystal ball, but I got. Thought of walls and stones and fate, prophets and poets. Like a plastic toy and screaming sun, diamond mine collapsing. I melted in your loving arms with desire and destruction and surrender.
WMOT on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. And the song that gave me the most support during the pandemic over the past year is the Foo Fighters' Times Like These. They strengthened me and gave me hope and optimism in the very early days of the pandemic when there was very little of either. In early April and just the beginning of the pandemic, they did a fantastic collaboration with many, many artists, including Coldplay's Chris Martin, Ellie Goulding, Dua Lipa, and so many others. And it was just remarkable. Brought tears to my eyes, and I tended to look at that throughout the pandemic, throughout the past year, and played that song, and my heart felt stronger. It even was a benefit for the World Health Organization's COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund as well. So, so much goes into that song, and certainly back when it was written in 2003, it wasn't expected to have such an impact now in 2020. So, my song, Times Like These, by the Foo Fighters, WMOT. We'll be right back.
at times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Hi, I'm Craig Havokhurst, host of The String here on WMOT. One of the songs I played most at home since it came out last summer was Orange and Blue from the album World on the Ground by Sarah Jarosz. With the world outside in constant turmoil, I craved soothing, ambient sound, natural instruments, and comforting voices. That's what we get in Orange and Blue, aided by the gorgeous studio production of John Leventhal. The song fits with the nostalgic tone of the album, and its staying power was validated last week when World on the Ground won Best Americana Album at the Grammy Awards. And while you listen to Orange and Blue, think about how valuable it is that WMOT plays music this beautiful and this meaningful. Support Roots Music. Become a member. Thanks.
In the shadow of the cypress tree, I stumbled in its tangled roots. Surrounded by the tree's forgotten leaves, my knees were bloodied, hands were bruised. While I was down upon the muddy ground, I dug my hands into the earth. I think I found it now, and nothing else will do. A heart that burns so true, burning orange and blue. Taken by this fever dream, I kept digging underground. Tried to figure out just what it means to find a thing that can't be found. 'Cause I think I found it now, and nothing.
Thanks for listening to WMOT Roots Radio. This is Sadiqa. I come onto the radio from midnight to 3 a.m. on Saturdays. The song I had on repeat that got me through quarantine was Thundercat's Them Changes. It's just really a funky chart that I found myself coming back to and getting lost in throughout the different stages of quarantine And I also found myself struggling just in various aspects of my life with relationships. So whenever I needed to groove or just think, this was one of the songs that I would select. I hope you enjoy Thundercats, Them Changes.
Jesse Scott, Program Director of WMOT, with my quarantine. Rolling Stones have been a constant companion since my teens, and in a way informed my choices by lighting the way into the nooks and crannies of R&B and blues and refocusing us Americans on our very own music that was right next door that we might have been overlooking. This particular song represents the Stones at their finest, in my opinion, with its gospel flavor and soloist Mary Clayton, who just rocks on this, to the snaky guitar lick, not to mention the It's Just a Shot Away, which takes on new meaning right now. It's Gimme Shelter, the Rolling Stones, on WMOT Roots Radio. Thank you. And there you have it, our side-by-side Tuesday night special, a Quarantunes edition for WMOT Roots Radio. And again, don't forget, it's our spring fun drive. Please step up and become a member now. Your donation is so important to us. At WMOT.org, click the donate button. Thank you from all of us at WMOT Roots Radio. Jesse Scott, signing off.